Okay, we are in the middle of Perek Lamed. Iyuv is describing his present matzav. He's contrasting his present situation with what was in the good old days. And he's describing the fact that he suffers extreme bezionos at the hands of the lowlifes, people who are the lowest of the low. People to whom his father, he would not even allow their fathers to serve as his sheepdogs.
Excuse me, asking.
Yes.
What exactly are we holding?
Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Beis. He's continuing to describe the bezionos he receives at the hands of people who he considers to be extremely of low character. Al Yamin Pircha. On my right side, there are pircha. Pircha means flowers. Flowers here is used as a metaphor for young men, like pircha.
Yeah.
So on the right side there is pircha. Yokumun rag. Read the three words together. Al yamin pircha yokumu. On my right side, young people rise up. Normally, when you walk in the street, a person of dignity is escorted by people of honor. On his
here, there's two
fleshes. Yeah. Okay, you're right. I didn't notice that.
Today it has a negative
kind. I didn't even notice that. Okay. Okay, is that pirchach? Okay, but here we're going to interpret the word pirchach as it means pirchach. Look at the mitzudos tzion and pasuk yud beis. Pirchach in yon misha hischel itzmayach ul hafriach. Okay, it means a person that begins to blossom, sayar zikno, the hair of his beard. Uvi rabbi sayin zchon levracha pirche kuhuna. Okay, so here it's perach, and there's a separate, there's another ches, you already know, sevnich vel halamid, apam poal kamo biyom sagrid. Okay, but the idea over here is a young man. People who are young men, they're like flowers, they yokum, they rise on the right side. In other words, a person of honor is accompanied by choshuva people. People, zakenim, people of honor, accompany, escort a man of dignity. Here he's complaining that instead of having choshuvim, escort me, instead of by being escorted by the secret service, I'm being escorted by lowlifes. Yeah.
Today the word pirchach has a negative connotation. It refers to punks.
Punks. Okay, so that's really what it refers to over here. That's really taken out of this pasuk. Okay, chutzpah. I don't have a tag in front of me. Okay, very good. And the next words of the pasuk are raglai shilechu. The next words are they push my feet. And we'll see in the mitzvahs in one moment. This means that when you're walking down the road and there's not enough room for both of us to walk, we come to a part on the road where only one person can pass. They shove me to the side. They insist that they go first. Vayosolu alai orchos edam. Edam means destruction. In this context, it means disgusting conduct. These young men have no shame. They're willing to do in front of me terrible things. This is in contrast to the previous parak where Eev said that in his good old days when he was a man of honor, when he would walk into a room, young men would be embarrassed. They would hide. They would seek shelter. They would seek cover because they did not want to appear in front of Eev. They were afraid Eev would know about the things that they did. They had a degree of shame. Now, in contrast to that, he's saying just the opposite. These young men have absolutely no shame. They're willing to do in front of me the most disgusting things. All of their averos, they're willing to show me, to demonstrate right in front of me. So like a solo means they pave a road. Solu sol lerochev ka means to travel on a road. By a solu olai, they pave a road in front of me, meaning they walk in front of me. Orchos edom, they pave a road. It's an expression. They demonstrate openly in front of me as if they were on the road. Edom, their evil conduct. Let's take a look at the mitzvahs of elaboration of Pasuk Yudbeis. Pasuk Yudbeis al yamin, on the right side. Orva lev hanorim logeshes. They arva here means like to ambush. They lie in ambush. The lev hanorim logeshes lamod to come near me to stand al yimini on my right side. That's the first thing. The first thing is that these young men, they have no shame. They're willing to stand on my right side. Normally, you do not stand on the right side of a Talmud Chacham, of a great person. You stand on the left side. The Gemara talks about where is the proper place to stand when you accompany a great person. You stand on the left side, not on the right side. So here, these low lives, they had. It's Derech Eretz, nothing more than Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz, when you walk, so you're on your right side, you have a chashuv person on the left side. If a Rebbe is accompanied by two Talmidim, the greater of the two Talmidim stands on the right, and the lower of the two Talmidim, the lesser, stands on the left. Here, these are the lowest of the low, and they have no shame standing on my right side, because they don't consider to me to be worth anything. So, Orva, Lev, Hanaorim, Logeshes, Lamod, Al Yimini. They have no shame in coming near and standing on my right side. That's the first part of the Pasik, Al Yimin, Parchoch, Pirchoch, Yakumu. Number two, Uchesh, Tsar Lohem Hamokim, when there's not enough space on the road to travel, Sholchu Vigarshu Raglai, they kick my feet, they push my feet, Ladachvam Lahala, to push it to the side. When there's not enough room to pass, they push me off the road. They insist on going first. They'll drive me off the road. And the last part of the pasuk is Vayasolu Lai Orchos Edom, next to the Mesudos, Vayasolu Pave, Hadrochim, Asha Yelchu Bohem, Litzar Ulashever, the path in life that they have chosen, which is of destruction and of pain, Osu to cause me pain and to destroy me. Also, Samala Masila, they do on the path, the Derech Kavusha, Leroyv Hasmada, Sam Lalechas Bohem, they have no shame in doing these things on the road. They do these things openly in front of everyone on the road to demonstrate their evil ways. They have no shame in front of me. Okay, let's see Rashi, Pasuk Yud Bezin Rashi, Al Yimini Oimdim. Pirachim Ketanim. Tirashi clearly explains the word Pirchach means young men. Pirachim Ketanim, Kishar Hedyoitim, She'eni Chashu Beinayim, like other Hedyoitim, they stand on my right side as if I was a regular Hedyot. She'eni Chashu Beinayim, Lihikonam Miponai, they do not consider to me a person worthy of any humility, to show humility in front of me. They have no fear to stand on my right side. The next part of the pasuk, Graglai Shilechu, Im Hamokim Tsar Lohem. If there's not enough space on the road, Dochvim osi hala, they push me off the road. Next part of the pasuk, the third part, Vayosolu olai orchos edam, they pave upon me the ways of their destruction. Kol derech nevala sheyesh lohem laasos, any disgusting thing that they are accustomed to doing, osim misilason lefonai, they do it. They do their path in life before me, the etzli and near me, the lo yerohu, and they're not afraid. They show no shame to do a terrible things in my presence. Okay, Pasuk Gimel. What else do these low lives do? Nasasu nisivasi. Nasasu means they demolish, they destroy my life, my path, my derech in life has been destroyed because of these people. Number one, number two, the second part of the pasuk, lehayasi yoilu, they succeed in causing me harm. Havoya, hayasi is similar to havoya, which means nonsense. It means havasi, destruction. They succeed in destroying me. Hayasi or ilu, they succeed. It says lehayasi, what the kriya is, I didn't notice, the kriya is lehavasi. Havasi means destruction. Ilu, they succeed in causing me, causing harm, causing destruction to come upon me. And then the pasuk says, lo ozer lomo. They get nothing out of it. It would be one thing if they would receive benefit by causing me harm. If they would destroy me and they would become multimillionaires, okay, I could understand why they choose to do so. But they get nothing out of it. They get absolutely no help, no gain. Ozer here in this context means no assistance. Nothing comes into their bank accounts by destroying me. So why then do they destroy me? For fun, or because they want to mock me, nothing more, due to their intense hatred for me. Pasuk Yud Gimel Mitzudos. Nasasu, nasu means to demolish. Hanesif, the road, Asher Ani Eilech Ba, I guess it comes to contrast this Nesiv in Pasuk Yud Gimel with the Nesiv in Pasuk Yud Beis. In Pasuk Yud Beis it says, Vayasolu Olai Orcho Seidam. Their path in life, they demonstrate in front of me. But my path of life of righteousness, they destroy, they demolish. These two psukim really are in contrast one to another. So Nitzisu has been demolished, the horse has been thrown down. They prevent me from doing my will. They succeed to increase my destruction, the shivri and my ruin. Imki ein lohem bezeh, and the pasuk tells last three words, lo ozelamo, even though they get nothing out of it. Imki ein lohem bezeh, ezer v'toeles, although they receive nothing out of this, doesn't matter. They still continue to bring about my destruction. Toeles ma, they receive no benefit. Im kol zeh, nevertheless, yasu, they do it. Misinosam osi, due to their intense hatred for me. Pasuk Yud Gimel in the Rashi. Nasasu nesivosai hatoiva. You have to read that word together with the Dibur HaMaschil. They demolish my good path. Nesivosi hatoiva. I have a good path in life, and my enemies have demolished it. They have destroyed it. Ve'ein choshen lo. They don't care for it. And Rashi just tells the word nasasu with a samach. Samach really should be read as if there is a tzadi, because a samach and a tzadi are similar in sound and can be interchanged. And everyone knows the word nasasu means to demolish. Nasasu kmo nitsu. B'samach mischalefes b'tzadi. Next words of Rashi, lahavosi yo'ilu, lahakniteni mosifin. So Rashi here tied toward yo'ilu, not as the mitzudos, as a to'eles. It means they increase. They increase my destruction. Similar to what the mitzudos says, but not exactly the same. Again, the mitzudos says they succeed in bringing about my destruction. Rashi says the word yo'ilu means they increase. They increase, they continuously increase to destroy new things that were spared from their previous attempts. Okay, pasuk yudalit. Furthermore, what else do these wicked people do? Kiferetz rochav yesayu. The word yesayu we all are very familiar with from the Nusach Atila from Rosh Hashanah. The yesayu chol le'avdecha. But it seems that the Mefarshim who Rav Schwab takes note of this. The Mefarshim who wrote commentary on an Eov, we're not aware of this word. This is a very unusual word, and we only know this word because of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Yesohu Chol Le'avdecha, may all those who worship you come forward. May they come to give you honor. The Yesohu Chol Le'avdecha, may they all come forward. So, but it's not a Hebrew word, it's an Aramaic word. It's an Aramaic word, exactly. And that's why. Yes, Mimi. Yes. So you have there also. The asa. Okay, the asa is to come. Okay, so here's the same word. Kiperetz rochav yesayu, like a breach in water. If you have a dam, and the dam has been breached, and a torrent of water comes forth, like a peretz rochav, a wide breach in a dam is opened up. Yesayu, the enemies come upon me, they trample upon me, and they destroy me. Some mafarshim learn kiperetz does not mean a breach; it means a cloud. It means a sudden, thick storm cloud that comes out of nowhere and pours forth a torrent of water from the sky. But anyway, it means the same idea. Pasuk concludes, Tachash Shoah Hisgalgalu. Hisgalgalu parallels the word Yesayu. They march forth. They roll. Literally, Gilgal means to roll. They roll forward. They march forward. Tachas, underneath the cover of darkness. In other words, they sneak up upon me. If they would come attack me in daylight, in plain sight, perhaps I would have an opportunity to escape. But being that they come and attack me under the cover of darkness, I have no way to escape. I have to suffer at their hands.
That's an observation.
Yeah.
In the Holocaust, we call it Shoah.
Shoah, right. We had it many times. The word Shoah is used in Tanakh many times, right? It's used by it's used today commonly to describe the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And there's much discussion if that's really the correct word for the Holocaust, right? So there are many words that Gedolei Yisrael have used to define the Holocaust.
Korban Europe.
Korban Europe.
Yeah. Use the word Shoah.
The Aguda, I don't know the Aguda, but I don't know if it's particularly the Aguda. Aguda use the word. I think they do use the word Shoah. I mean, there are certain Gedolei Yisrael that did not like the word Shoah, and they selected the term Korban. No, I don't think it ended with Zionist. I don't know. I don't think. I don't think. Because Shoah. No, no. I don't. But, Shoah is there. Let's see. Is there a Mitsudos? There is no Mitsudos. When we learn Yeshaya, we discussed it. Because in Yeshaya, it says Yeshaya. The problem with Shoah, the way the Muslim Farshim learn it, it's a destruction without any, without any order. It's just something which happens by chance, happens without any calculation, and our hashkafa is that nothing happens without cheshbon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought the Shoah to the world. We have no idea why. No one can tell us the reason why it happened, but Hashem knows why it happened. So to say the word Shoah, which has more of a connotation of just chaos, without any rhyme or reason, is not necessarily the proper hashkafa. Okay, most of us don't take this very seriously. These nuances of expression there are many. Yeah.
In other words, we don't understand. Like
from our perspective, it looks like
it says mikaf regel v'yad rosh ebo mason. So, I mean, Yeshaya knew better.
And Yeshaya is he still used that word.
The average person doesn't understand it.
Right, we don't understand. Okay, most right, no one.
Whatever language it is,
I've heard many
catastrophe or something like that, and even that right. It understates no matter what.
No matter what, I've heard many chashuv gedolei, many big talmidei chacham use the word Shoah, and so this is a very fine nuance of Chorban Europe, Shoah. Rav Schwab, interesting, he wrote a kina. A very popular kina, they say to many kilos on Tisha B'Av, and he uses in the beginning of the kina, he refers to the Holocaust as a Day Ra'on. Day Ra'on. Day Ra'on, the very end of Yeshaya, indeed, when Mashiach, at the time of Nechamis Gog and Magog, there's going to be 7 months when the bones and the bodies of the Gog and Magog will be on display before they will be buried, and the Pasuk describes it as something which is unbearable as a Day Ra'on. Day Ra'on means Dai Re'iyah. When you look at it, Ra'on means to see, Re'iyah, when you gaze, when you contemplate what has occurred, die. Your reaction is enough. I can't even look at this. It's too difficult to bear. And it's very interesting. That's a whole different connotation, a whole different term to describe, and that's what he uses. He calls it a Day Ra'on. It only appears in Tanakh twice, that word, Day Ra'on. And that's how he coins the Holocaust. No, end of it's in Yeshaya, end of Yeshaya, and also it's this week's after Hashemayim. Okay, so this is it's very interesting word. Dera. Okay, Shoah. Okay, there are other words. Okay, Shoah. What else? Korban Europe, Dera own. There are other words that are used for the Holocaust. Okay, but whatever it is, it's a very good point. Okay, most of us I don't take this very. Holocaust. It represents a concept. It represents an event. To understand the hashkafa is not what you've tried to focus on when you refer to that particular event. Okay, let's go further. So here it says tachas shoah, underneath the shoah in this context means the cover of darkness, the cover of. I don't think here it means the way it's used in Yeshaya of chaos. Under the cover of darkness is when his galgalu, they attacked me, they came upon me. Okay, let's look at Pasik Yud Dalid in the Mitsudos David. Kiferetz Rochav, Kimo Pirtsa Rochava, a breach, a wide breach. Asha Yavoi Bohamayim, which through the breach water flows, I guess a breach in a dam. Beshetef Rav, a very powerful flow, a torrent. Kain yisasu rabim yachalavo yalai. Likewise, many evil people came against me, litzareini, to cause me pain. Uvemokim choshech. Next part of the pasuk, when the pasuk says tachas shoah his galgalu, the mitzudos translates the word show as darkness, and in under the cover of darkness, uvemokim choshech yakifu, in a place of darkness they surround me. The yisavavu lavo yalai. Why in darkness? Shle argish bohem. I should not be aware, not sense that I'm under attack. Because if I would sense that I am under attack, l'hishamet mehem ad lo yavohu, I would have enough seichel to attempt to escape before they arrive.
They do it in stealth.
In stealth, exactly. Let's see the Rashi. Let's see. Take a look at Rashi. Pasuk Gedal. Keperet Zrachav shebegeder shakol shebegeder, a breach, a wide breach in a wall. Shakol boim v'oivrim sham. Now he over here, Rashi learns like the Mitzudus that the Peretz is a breach in a wall, but not water. According to Rashi, the Peretz Rocha Runa Mitzudos is Yavoi Boash Mayim, water floods. Here he talks about if you have a city, you have the border of Mexico in the United States. So there's no fence and everyone can just come drive right into the United States. There's no one holding you back from coming in, crossing the border. Shebegeder shakol boim be'ovrim sham. Kain yos, like I have a breach in the wall where people are able just to walk, penetrate. No one's holding you back. Likewise, kain yasoyu yachad alai lahachlimeni. Likewise, my enemies have come upon me to bring me shame upon me. Tachashoa, next part of the pasuk, tachashoa, his...
They breached my dignity.
They breached, okay, fine. Tachashoa his galgalu. Under the cover of darkness, they marched forth. They would roll. Kiloimar. The word, obviously, Rashi is not pleased with the word hiskalgalu, to roll. Kiloimar, it means to say, misgalgalin ubohim. Beseser, they march forward. They move forward in secret, in stealth. Achimagin etzli, until they reach my, they reach me, lahakni teni, to pain me, to provoke me, kidesh lo yashamet mehem, so I should not escape. They attack me in seser, in hiding. Shoa, Rashi translates, doesn't say the word choshech, he translates the word shoa under the cover, on secrecy. The meaning is pretty much similar to what the Mitzudos, to what the Mitzudos says. Okay, pasik tesvav. Next expression. Chof pach olai ba lohos. They turn against me with terror. Balos. They hafach means they maneuver. Rashi, let's see, they maneuver against me with objects of terror. Okay, next words of the pasuk. Tirdoif koruach nidivasi. Now this is a very interesting word. Nidivasi means my good nature. It's used here as a metaphor for the neshama. The neshama, Eov is saying, I have a good neshama, I have a good soul, I'm a generous spirit, I'm a kind person. And he defines a very powerful, very interesting pasuk. He's defining his neshama, at least according to the Mitzudos, with the word nidivasi. My spirit of generosity has been pursued as if it was wind. Kiruah, karuach, wind. So wind blows it away. My neshama has been blown away by, my generous spirit has been blown away by these evil people.
Translate Shoah here as ruins.
Ruins. And where, in this pasuk?
Yeah.
In this pasuk is ruins. Tachash, under the cover of ruins, his skalgolu. They roll under the ruins. Okay, it's a little different than the Mitzudos and Rashi.
They roll, he uses the word disgrace.
Disgrace. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi is diarrhea. Rashi there and on the there. Okay. You can't be right from the art school.
No, I know.
Even though we have here in this school, Davis. We have here Menachem Davis. Menachem Davis is their prime translator.
I just wanted to see.
Right, he's a member in this school. Yeah. By Menachem Davis. He's their top translator. He did for them, I think, all of the interlinear.
He puts in all the arrows.
Okay, but let's see. Hahafachal alai bilahos. They turn against me with terror. Karuach, tirdoif karuach. They pursue with a wind. Nidivasi, my soul. My soul has been pursued, karuach, with a wind. Uchaav evrasi yeshuasi. My salvation, read that backwards, my salvation has passed from the world like a cloud. Just like a cloud blows away in the wind, any hope of salvation, any hope I would overcome, my difficulty has been passed from me, just like a cloud blows away in the wind. So there are three parts of this pasuk describing his pitiful matzah. Let's see, pasuk says, "Mitzudos hafachalai kivutzas baholos hafcha atzma lovoy olai. A collection of terror has hofcha atzmas turned itself. We have the subject is terror. Terror has come together and has turned itself, has moved forward, has propelled itself. Love or your lie to come against me. That's the first part of the pasuk. Terror has propelled itself against me. Next part of the pasuk. V'tirdof nafshi. It has pursued my soul. Terror has pursued my soul. Kiruach, like wind, pursues or blows against chaff. When you have grain and you crush it in the threshing floor and you separate the kernel from the chaff, you then throw it up into the air and the wind blows away the chaff, the light chaff. Likewise, the wind has blown my neshama away. The tirdof nafshi, my neshama has been blown away by this terror. Kiruach haroidef mutz, like wind blows away the chaff. Mutz harim, the chaff of the wind, of harim of the mountains. Okay, the saying of the chaff of the mountains. Part 3 of the pasuk, the hayeshua, any hope of salvation that would come to me, Yeshua si, harigil lovay olai me'oz. In the past, if I had trouble, all I had to do was dial 911, and they would come. The police would come to my aid. That hope of someone coming to defend me, to save me, is long gone. Like the clouds of yesterday have passed with the wind, likewise any hope that I had in the past is long gone. V'yeshua haragila lavoy alay me'oz hine ata avra maher, has passed quickly, ka'ov hazeh, like this cloud, hame maher lavoy b'mekomo, that swiftly passes from its location. Let's... There was law and order, but not for him. Look at it today. Today there's also law and order. It depends for who, right? It depends for who. If you're a celebrity, you're well connected, the police will respond right away. If you're not well protected, they're not going to come so quickly. Let's take a look over here. Pasuk Tesvav in the Mitzudos. Hahafach alai, nepach alai. Terror has collected itself and has propelled itself against me. Dalahos. So here he translates Rashi, typical of Rashi. Rashi likes to go into the derech of the midrashim and the supernatural. So he says the Dalahos says demon shadim. Okay, tigav karuach ra. It has pursued my neshama. A ruach, what kind of wind? Not a good wind. There are good winds and there are bad winds. Right? There's the northern wind. There are bad winds and there are good winds. There's the east wind. Every wind has its own unique character. An evil wind has blown my es nediva si. What is nediva si? This unusual expression. Ruach nediva shahoyeshore olai mitchila. Beautiful Rashi. The spirit of generosity. My spirit of generosity that used to rest upon me. I used to be a nice guy, Eov says. In the good old days, I was a generous, good person. Now that sorrows have made me bitter, I'm no longer generous. And this I blame on my enemies. Okay, next pasuk tes, Zayin, the atah, and now, olai tishtapech nafshi, now my soul pours itself out. According to what we'll see in the Mefarshim, he means I beg to die. He's saying something here very extreme, at least according to some of the commentators. He's saying that my matziv is so horrible, is so severe. The only thing I can beg is, Hashem, please put an end to my life. My neshama pours itself out before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should put an end to my life. Yochazuni yimeoni, I have been seized by days of affliction, days of suffering. Let's look at the Mitzudos Pasuk Tezvav, Yata, now, whole since, Vavra HaYeshua, now that any hope of salvation has passed, tishpoich nafshi asher olai, my neshama that is within my body pours itself out. Now, what does this mean exactly? This is not to be taken literally. It's an expression. So v'roitze lotzeis, it means it wants to leave. It's pouring. It's in motion. The neshama in my body is in motion. It's trying to escape. But we do know from the beginning of Sefer Iyov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a stipulation with the Satan that the neshama cannot leave. And in fact, we had numerous Baruch Chazal which tell us that it was l'mala miderech hateva. The doctors The doctors have all told Iov, you only have days, you only have hours, and yet he keeps on going, like the Energizer Bunny. He keeps on going, but this was not to his benefit because the torture was unbearable. The fact that he was able to stay alive was torture, was l'malo miderech hateva, and that's what it means over here, that my neshama is pouring itself, it's trying to escape. It goes here, doesn't get out. It goes here, doesn't get out. It's because the malach is holding the neshama in my guf in order to bring upon me yisurim that are l'malo miderech hateva. Days of affliction have come upon me. The Ein HaYeshua Bola Hoitzieni Miyadam, salvation does not come to save me from this intense suffering. Pasuk Tes Zayin in Rashi. The Atua now. El Hatzara Hazos. Due to this Sarah. Teshtabich Nafshi. My neshama pours itself out. Ke Odom Shetispoim Rucho. Like a person whose spirit rings like a bell. Person like a bell that goes back and forth. In order for the sound, the clapper, to produce a sound, it has to move back and forth. So my neshama is banging back and forth against my guf in order to attempt to escape. Ki yechazuni. Because the oini, the suffering has taken hold of me, the koifinosi, and is forcing me to do things to cause my neshama to descend to a degree of pain. Okay, I don't know exactly what he means, to descend to some, I guess it means to some intense degree of suffering. It's being reduced to nothing. In these days of affliction which I find myself in. Pasig Yud Zayin. Laila, again he continues to describe his intense suffering. Laila and the nighttime, Atzomai Nikar. We had this word Nikar in the last week's parsha. Ha'enei. Even if you'll pull out the eyes of their sockets, you'll blind, you will uproot the eyes out of the bodies of the face of these of my people, we're still not going to listen to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not going to stand down. We're still going to stand here and protest against you and Aaron. So Nikar here means it's as if in the middle of the night I feel someone is pulling my bones. Someone is removing the bones out of my body, which obviously is very painful. May Allah from me, it's being plucked out. The orkai. Orkai can mean one of two things. First, we'll learn my sinews. We always have the atzamos and the gidin. So it doesn't mean veins. Okay, some Rav Shab has an interpretation that maybe means veins. But generally in Tanakh, they don't focus on arteries and veins, if I'm not mistaken. Chazal, that wasn't part of their analysis of anatomy. They always focused on atzamos, gidin, and bosa. This dam, blood, is, I guess when you talk about arteries and veins, that's what they mean by dam. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think Chazal focus on what we call arteries and veins. So I don't think they don't differentiate between artery and a vein. And even artery and veins, they don't focus. They just focus on blood. They do focus on the gidin, on the sinews, the muscles. That's pretty much the muscle content. Gidim. But Rav Schwab, it doesn't say here Gidim. It doesn't say the word Gidim. It says over here on the word Orkai. And Rashi and the Mefarshim, they're struggling. What is this unusual word Orkai? And in fact, we'll see another interpretation. It means my enemies. Doesn't even nothing to do about the anatomy of the body. And Rav Schwab, he cites something fascinating. You know, this actually means my arteries. Arteries, which you don't have anywhere else, at least it's not common in Tanakh or in Chazal, to focus on whatever that tissue, which is the channel for the blood. But that's one interpretation. But on a very similar level, Orkai here refers to the sinews, and it's parallel to the bones. We always find the atzamos versus the gidin, the sinews. So the arkai lo yish is the gid. The nikar hagid is the sinew. Yeah, the sinews. It's not the arteries. So yishkovun lo yishkovun. They have no rest. So it's a poetic pasuk, a poetic expression. At night, when I go to sleep at night, I feel like someone is pulling my bones out of their sockets, and I feel, furthermore, I feel as if my sinews have no rest. they're inflated, or they're in pain. Like people who are Rachman al-San that have all different types of back pain and all different types of muscle pain, right? And the muscle pain is what he's describing over here, Rokailo Yishkavun, the Advil, Motrin, all of these things don't seem to do the job. I have no relief. Lo Yishkavun, my muscles have no relief from the intense suffering. Let's take a look at the Mitsudo Stavid, Pasuk Yitzal, Laila, Belaila Tichbat Choli. In the evening, my illness becomes heavy, add to the point, ki nikar v'nishbar atzmi. It feels as if nikar, it's been uprooted and has been broken. My bones may olai. So he's translating the word nikar to mean just not just to me. It means to me. It's a fancy word for atzma, my bones. Atzma, atzmi. That's my bones. So he's translating the word nikar to mean not just to be uprooted. It means also means to be broken. May olai. V'av gidi lo yishkavun. My sinews have no rest. What's olaymar? After Mishkov Hashena Lo Yenuchu Mitnu Asam. They have no rest from their movement. Ki Doifkim V'Holchem Ba'Avur HaChaim Hanochri. That they're being pushed and they're moving about due to fever. Asher Bohem Meirov HaCholi, due to my intense pain. Look at the Mitsudo Sion Orki Kein Yikru Hagidim B'Losh Naravi. It's Aramaic word. There's an enormous amount of Aramaic if you take note in Sefer Eliph. Very weird. No Apollo mentions many times in the Sefer Daniel. Okay, it's even Daniel. It's right away. It's no apology. It's Aramaic, but here it's seemingly Hebrew. But in the Hebrew, there is a lot of Aramaic being mixed in. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk Yud Zayin Nikar Kimo in last week's parsha. Hayne ho anashim hohem tenaker loinale. So Nikar means Nikar Hagid. Like you mentioned, Nikar Hagid. Like you mentioned to take out the Gid Anoshe. Balas Hatoyloim. Another example. Hatoyloim Menakrim Besorim Yalatzami. The worms. These, I think Rashi is explaining over here the reason why he feels his bones are being perforated. The worms are drilling holes into his flesh from upon his bones. Now the Orki is Gidi, like the Mitsudos. Ein lohem menucha, they have no rest. Gid belosh naravi oirek, period. Who says this? Kach perish dunash. One of Rashi's contemporaries, maybe a little bit before Rashi, Gemarian, Loshen Acher, Orki, it means Roitfi, my pursuers. Okay, Orki, to uproot, my pursuers. Hamavrichino, you see, people that are chasing after me, they're pursuing me, they give me no rest. In other words, what it's saying according to Rashi's interpretation is that at night, no one sleeps. I don't sleep because I'm in a state of torture. And my enemies also don't sleep in the middle of the night because they're busy planning what they're going to do to me tomorrow. So none of us get a good night's sleep. Not me and not my enemies. Me, I suffer. My enemies are planning and plotting what to do tomorrow. Pasuk Yud Ches. Berov koyach yischapes levushi. That due to the intensity of the illness, okay, it's a very unusual pasuk. Barov koyach doesn't mean the koyach of my enemies. It doesn't mean the my koyach of Hashem. It means the koyach of the illness. The illness is of an extreme power, and due to it, I continuously sweat. I continuously produce pus and mucus. All these ugly liquids collect on my flesh, and it gets absorbed into my garments. And my garments have to be changed continuously. Yischapes levushi. My nurses and doctors and my assistants, they continuously change the bandages. They change my clothing. I feel as if I'm being choked. I feel as if the illness is like I'm in a straitjacket. The illness has enveloped my entire being. Kifi kutanti ya'azreini. Ya'azreini means to gird me. I am enveloped in the illness. You have to add the word illness into the pasuk. That is the subject of the pasuk, at least according to the Mitsudos. The illness has girded me as if I am the kifi, in the opening or in the enclosement. We'll translate the word kifi, the enclosement of a kifi. chisonis of a garment, meaning a straitjacket, a garment which covers your entire body. Illness has completely enveloped my body. Let's look at Pasuk Yud Ches in the Mesudas David, Burav Koyach, Ba'avur, the abundance of power, of what? Ba'avur Reiv Koyach Hachoyli, the intensity, the power of the illness. Yishtane Levushi, Mecholes. My doctors, nurses, assistants have to continuously change my clothing every moment. Ki misibas lichluch hazeh, due to the lichluch hazeh, the sweat, the filth, the dirt of the sweat, the halecha, perspiration, the sweat, and all of these bodily emissions, valecha, hameupeshes, that is disgusting, hazolo, that flows, mehashchin, from the boils that are upon my body, yis tenef, it becomes filthy, lashon of tenef, filthy, hamalbush, uvial korchach, yachalifena, ba'acheles, they have no choice but to continuously change my clothing. What else? What's the second part of the pasuk? Kifi kutanti, kishir kutanti. Just like the measure of a kisonis, a tunic, hamisaveves kol gufoi, which encompasses and covers my entire body, misaviv, from all sides, kein yachaz rani, hacholi b'chol sivivoi. The illness surrounds me from all sides. It returns. It encircles me and envelops me from all sides. And therefore, that's what it means. Kifi, meaning like the opening or like the enclosement of kutanti, of my garment. Yazruni, I feel like I'm locked in.
Okay. When you have a wound, you say,
you dress the wound. Okay. That's the beginning of the pasuk. Okay. Kifi in the beginning, the mitzudo sion.
Yeah. Clothing and dressing.
It's one of the same. It's an expression. Okay, kefi. I told you to encase, to enclose. But the Mitzudos Tzion says kishiur. Okay, kefi also means according to the measure. Kishiur kamo ish kefi achalo. Each person according to his needs. So according to the measure, just like a garment that has a measure, and the measure typically covers the entire body. Likewise, the illness has completely enveloped me. There's no escape. Pasuk Yud Tes. No, if I'm sorry, Pasuk Yud first Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Yud Tes. Yischapes levushi. What does it mean? Yischapes, to exchange, to exchange my clothing. Mishtane levushi. Gelet achar gelet. Gelet normally means a scab. Okay, a scab. But in this context, I think what it means over here means just layer after layer. One, they would continuously. Maybe Rashi mishtane levushi gelet achar gelet. When a person changes his clothing, one garment after another, it's called clothing which you exchange. Change your clothing, put on your battle gear, and go out into war. But when you go out to war, you have to dress in armor, in combat gear.
Battle dress.
Uva b'mukhama umiturgam ishtane means to change. Clothing, so I'm not exactly sure if Rashi is saying the same thing as the Mitsudos. It could be Rashi says geled. Geled means a scab. Okay, I'm not sure. Simply, Rashi seems, when he explains this, he seems to be saying that you're actually changing clothing. As the Mitzvah is very clear that the body is oozing with pus and sweat and filth, and the clothing that he wears is filthy, and he has to continuously change his clothing. But Rashi adds the word gelid achar gelid, which means scab after scab. So it could be Rashi is not referring necessarily to the clothing, which is absorbed the sweat. It means that his body produces scab. Scabs are very painful.
When you change a bandage, very often the scab comes off with the bandage.
Take the clothing,
to make it come off easy. But if you don't,
yeah,
the scab comes off.
It comes off in the bandage. So you're saying it's one and the same. Yeah. When you take off the clothing, you're taking off the scabs as well.
Rips off.
Okay, so maybe it's all part of the same idea. But we can imagine it's not... the scab is coming... The Mitzudas doesn't say the word gelet. The Mitzudas doesn't indicate that there's any scabs at all. All the Mitzudas says is, I'm a filthy dirty. I'm oozing with pus. And I change my clothing every 10 minutes. Can you imagine the laundry bill? What this cost Eof? I have to change my clothing every few minutes. Rashi adds, no, gelet. Gelet is a whole different connotation, that the body is producing scabs, and the scabs are coming off there, and that's a very painful process for the body to continuously produce new scabs. The old scabs come off. But then Rashi seems to go on and explain this idea of changing clothing. Is he using the exchange of clothing as a muscle for the scabs? Or does he mean the scabs as a muscle for the clothing? Whatever it is, it's pretty much the same idea. Next, kifti kutanti yazreni, Rashi concludes, sho'izer umanik tzavari. The illness, it girds like a belt. Umanik, like a necklace. Hanukkah is a necklace, and oizer is a belt. Tzavari, my neck, just like I have a kesoines, a tunic. A tunic, it comes to kafi. As the same Rashi learns that the kafi doesn't mean kashir. It means like the opening of a tunic comes around your neck. That's where the garment closes. You wear the garment, the garment closes around your neck. Sho'ozer, it girds umanik and encircles tzavore my neck, just like that's what a tunic does. Likewise, ken yaz yazreni oisi levushi. Likewise, my garment, and the garment over here refers to the illness. There's a metaphor for the illness or for the scabs encircle my entire body. They're choking me. I'm being choked by this illness. The illness is putting an end to me. So it's obviously, Rashi is being more symbolic, adding more metaphors into this pasuk. Pasuk Yud Tes. Horani Lachomer. The esmashel ke'ofar v'ether. Now, the second part of the pasuk we understand. I'm no different than I'm compared to ofar v'ether. It sounds like Avraham Avinu, and indeed Rashi is going to hone in on that. I'm just like Avraham Avinu. V'yanochi ofar v'ether. Ash, ofar is dust. Ether is ash. But then he says the meaning of the pasuk hoirani. Now that's a hard word to translate. We normally hoirani means to teach. To teach me, well, that is indeed one interpretation. Or we'll, for the moment, we're going to translate. It means to be cast down, like yoro yoro, v'im yoro yoro, to throw down, to shoot an arrow. It means to cast down. So here we'll simply, for the moment, mean hoirani lachom. I've been thrown down to matter. Choymer is another word, a synonym for earth. Ofar ve'efer and choymer we're going to use in this context. So this fits very well into the very beginning of Sefer Iyov. We have said that the refuah, the doctors told him in order to ease the pain, to sit in ash. The ash will take away the itch from the source. So I've been thrown into the earth, and being that I'm full of mud and earth, it's almost as if I'm a piece of garbage. I live in the garbage. I live in the ground. I live in the earth. I'm just like the earth. Hoirani, I've been cast down lachoimer, the esmashel ke'ofar v'efer. Let's look at the Mitzvah Pasuk Yutes. Hoirani lachoimer. Hacholi hazed, this illness, hishlech, I see. Mitzvah is translating the word hoirani, I've been thrown down. El hatit, to clay, to mud. I sit in mud baths the entire day. Litzanin bohachoim, to cool off the heat of the fever, hashkin of the boils. Vani nimshol v'doyme ke'of of ha'efer liyos mushlach arts k'moyem, being that I live in earth and mud the entire day, I feel like my body is nothing more than earth. Rashi, pasuk yutes, chayrani lachoimer. Now Rashi says in first interpretation, not like the Mitzudos, it means Hoirani Yilamdeni Hashchin Hazeh. It has taught me. The Shchin has instructed me. The condition of Shchin has guided me to a matzav where I have to sit in mud. It's the same idea. My remedy for my illness is to sit in mud, to be immersed in mud. But instead of saying it means to be cast down, it means it has instructed me. Yilamdeni hashchid hazed, has taught me leishev, to sit in the ground, kimo b'choymer, Leishev kimo b'chomer, in mud. Kimo shamarnu, v'hu yoshech, like we learned in the beginning of Sefer Iyov, v'hu yoshech b'socha Efer. That's what Iyov said in the Efer. Period. That's first interpretation. Dov rach, second interpretation. Hareini l'chomer perish hishlicheini. The doctors have thrust me, like what the Masuda says, Lashon Yoro Vayom, to be cast down into the sea. Okay, the next part of the pasuk, the S Mashel, I am compared to Keofar Voefer. Nidmesi, I am compared. Now Rashi quotes a beautiful medrash. Of a medrash, Rabbi Tanchuma, Omer Rabbi Brachya, Soris Hanikra Hazeh Hanikra. Interpret the pasuk as follows: Ani nimshalti li Avraham b'tzidkasi shekora atzmai off of Efer. The truth is, I am just as righteous as Avraham Avinu. Just like Avraham Avinu said about himself, "Enochi off of Efer." That's what could have been said about me. I'm a humble person. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu has judged me as if I'm an evildoer, like the generation of the Dor HaFloga, who v'hoya choymer le'even. How did they rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They rebelled by building the Tower of Babel. And how can you build the Tower of Babel? There are not enough stones in the world. How are you going to build a tower to reach the Shemayim? There are not enough stones in the world to reach the Shemayim. No problem. We can improvise. The Choymer, Tit, Mod will serve as a stone. Advances in technology allow them to create artificial stone. Okay, there's a lot of this is a very interesting idea of the chait here. This pasuk is described as chomer. That was a lot of this much drush about what exactly is the chait of the Dor HaFloga. The chait of the Dor HaFloga is they use technology to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hoya ha-choymer lo even. Even was the primitive form of construction. They invented mud bricks, and that mud brick was what they used to build the tower. V'hu donani HaKadosh Baruch Hu has judged me kirishay Dor HaFloga, like the evil people of Dor HaFloga. Shekas lebohem v'ha-chemar hoya lohem l'chomer. The mud, the matter was lechomer was bricks. So here evil complaint, it's not fair. I am the etzmashel ke'ofar v'efer. Yet I'm being judged as if I am from the Dor HaFlogo, whose sin was defined with the word chomer. Okay, next pasuk chof. Ashava elecha v'lo saneni. Iyov now complains, I cry to you, Hashem. I cry to you, Hashem, that I should die. This continues the theme that he said before in the Pasuk Tezayin. V'ata olai tishtapech nafshi. My neshama pours itself out. It's trying to escape, but you will not let it escape. So here Iyov says, not only physically is my body trying to shut down, I'm also being mispalel that I should die. Two ways a person can take his life. You can take your life al derech hateva, or you can take your life by being misfollowed that Hashem should take your neshama. Iyov says, I've tried both. My body is in the physical matzah where it should shut down piderech hateva, and if that's not working, I'm being misfollowed to you. You should bring an end to my suffering by taking my neshama. Ashava elech, I cry to you, Hashem, but v'loy saneni, you don't pay attention to me, you don't answer me. Amadati, I stand before you, v'tisponen bi, and you pay attention. You understand me. Now, that's a little bit, what exactly does it mean here that you understand me? So we're going to see means that you just ignore me. You acknowledge I'm praying to you, but that's all you do. You explain. When you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't just want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be misplaining. I hear, like when you go to a politician, you go to a leader, and you issue a complaint, and they listen. And they listen very well. That's what you want. And they say, I hear the problem. And what are you going to do about it? We'll see. We'll see. But I hear the problem. Then that's a mila. You can't say that's also a mila, but it's not what you want. I want results. So here he's complaining on the Shabbat, I pray to you, please take my neshama. And the only thing I get is, you say to me, I hear what you're saying, I'll think about it. They're explaining, you pay attention, but you don't respond. There's no reaction. Let's take a look at this pasuk. Ashava, Hain, behold, im etzak elecha, if I cry to you, Hashem, v'lo sanali, you don't answer me. Oh, im amadati v'shasakti, or I stand and I'm quiet, and I'm saying something a little bit different. If I just stand before you and I'm silent, and I don't say anything, I stand in silence. V'loy tispoinin bi. So he says, okay, learn the pasuk different. I probably told you what Rav Schwab says, something along those lines. The original is that, but Rav is saying something very different. He's telling us to repeat the word v'loy. As we've done many times in these type of psukim, we have to repeat words. It says in the pasuk, Ashava Elecha Viloi Saneni, you don't answer. Amadati, I stand. So make believe the word Vilo that appeared in the beginning of the pasuk is repeated once again. Viloi Tispoinenbi. Okay, and you don't pay attention to me. I stand before you. You recognize my matzav is very dire. Veloy, and you don't pay it. Veloy! Air the word veloy a second time. That's how the Mesudas interprets the pasuk. One more time. Ashava heinim enetzak alecha veloy sanali. Oyamati, if I stand before you, vishasakti, if I'm silent, I just appear before you in my pitiful state, and I beg of you, just with my presence, to help me. Veloy! You don't even pay attention. You don't give me an audience. The word lo has to be repeated twice. We've done many times. Period. That's one interpretation. If you do pay attention to me, but for the negative, you see I stand before you and you see how I suffer, and what do? Tispoinin, you react in a negative way. It's not enough. It's the fact that you have enough koyach to stand before me means you're not being tortured enough. I have to intensify the torture. I have to intensify what you're suffering. That is Rashi's, the Mitzvah's second interpretation. Let's look at Rashi, Pasik Chof, Amadati, Lirois, Lishtoik Ulahavin, Kumo, Bepischoi, Amdu, Kolaam, Veloy, Anu, Od. I stand in silence to see and to be quiet. The people stood. They come in front. They came in front of Nehemiah. Nehemiah summoned the people. The people stood. They listened to Nehemiah. That is pointing be mechashev alai lishanois es nigi. Seemingly, Rashi is learning like the second interpretation of the Mitzudos. I stand before you in silence. But you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way you react to my standing before you is you intensify. But to spinein, you understand that I have not received enough punishment. You intensify the punishment against me for reasons that I cannot understand. Pasik Chof Aleph. Tehafeich la'achsar li, you have transformed yourself to act in a cruel way towards me. In the past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first 70 years of my life, you were very kind to me. You bestowed upon me great blessing. But now, tehafeich, you've transformed yourself. You've gone from being kind to me to being cruel to me. In his frustration, Chazal say that he wasn't responsible due to his intense suffering. There's no one that suffered in the world like Eov. We have no hasaga of the degree of torture that he went through. And Chazal say, "Ein adam nitfas al person is not held accountable for things that he says in a state of torture." So this is what it says. Tehafech lachzor li be'otzim yotcha tistimeni, with the strength of your hand you have hated me. The word tistimeni means intense hatred. Let's take a look at the Mitzvah Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Tehafech halei ato rachum, you Hashem, you are kel rachum v'chanon, you are an a God of mercy, but v'tahapech liyos olai la'achsa, you have transformed yourself to becoming cruel towards me. Be'otzim b'chozeg yadcha tireh bi nitiras eva, with your mighty hand, your awesome hand, you're powerful and you have shown me a guarding of hate, of enmity. Pasuk Rashi, Rashi pasuk of Aleph, there is not pasuk of Beis. Tisoeni el ruach tirkiveni. You Hashem have lifted me up upon a wind, and have rode upon a wind. To ride, the word tirkiveni means you're riding high upon a wind. And what have you done to me? Now this is a hard expression. Usimog neni. That means to melt. You've melted me, you've caused me to melt. And then the word tushia. Now tushia here means one of two things. Either it means wisdom. Like we had this a few times, tushia is yesh. But there's a kivach sif, right? So tushia, you have melted me with your wisdom. You, Hashem, you have used your infinite wisdom to devise means how I can suffer. Whereas the suffering that I have endured is not al derech hateva. It's supernatural. You have to be a super genius to come up with such a type of illness. The world has not seen such a form of torture. You got to be brilliant. You have to invent new forms of torture to do what you have done to me. You have used your wisdom to cause me to melt in suffering. It's an extremely powerful pasuk, according to this interpretation. However, not everyone agrees that the word tushia means wisdom. Some translate the word tushia to mean weaken. Weaken. You have melted me. Toshash koicha. You have melted me and you have weakened me. You Hashem have lifted me up on a cloud, meaning you have it's an expression of just thrown me around like a piece of garbage in the wind. And you have melted, caused me to melt, and you have weakened me. Let's take a look at the mitzvah. Pasuk Habeis, Tisieni. You've lifted me up to the high winds, where winds are able to blow me around. Down on earth, the winds are not that powerful. The higher you go, all these big tall buildings, they have windmills. All the higher you go, the stronger are the winds. You've lifted me up to the highest heights in order that the wind can blow me around. Blowing around here is a reference to torture. There you have caused me to ride. She ni ani hanos chazokos. You have blown me around. The word shin shani ani means to blow me around, to shake me. Hanos chazokos, with strong, with you shook me up. Shakes. Uvezeh, by doing so, timoygegos, you have melted me. Betoshus koyach, in weakness. You have melted me by bringing upon me a weakness. Full marshal al pilei hayisum. This is a marshal concerning the wonders of suffering, the incredible form of suffering that he brought upon me. Rashi pasuk chabez tisenil ruach shaden. So according to Rashi in his style, the supernatural, you have lifted me up to a spirit, to the wind, meaning you've brought me to the world of the demons, and the demons have terrified me. Tarkiveni vit utemoy gagni toshia, chalshus vitoshus koyach, weakness, different forms of weakness. Hoya mimog neni is what caused me to melt. Utemoy gagni toshia, loshon ekeva v'al toshia oimed v'yein tov zu kitov shel tisieni. The word, the vav, and the word toshia is not part of the shayrish, it's just part of a vowel. It means that through weakness, through different acts of weakness, you've caused me to melt. Again, Rav Shravis is another interpretation, it means toshia loshon, we have many times, it means wisdom. Through your wisdom, you have tortured me, you have caused me to melt by bringing upon me supernatural forms of suffering. Okay, we will stop over here.